Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear radio program. This is Susan, Laris, and Dans talking to you once again from the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And tonight, we are very blessed by the angels, in fact, to have on our show someone who is an internationally acclaimed speaker, author, and visionary in contact with the angels, and her name is Sue Storm. To talk to Sue this evening, we have both a chat room and a call-in number, and Sue will be doing live angel readings with those who choose to contact us tonight. The call-in number for the show is 310-807-5104. And we also have a chat room open on the show page. And if you would like to ask a question in the chat room, what you need to do is log into a Blog Talk Radio account, which is very easy to obtain. And then you'll be able to ask questions there and interact with others in the chat. I will also be in the chat, and I will be conveying questions and comments to Sue. I'd like to tell you a little bit more about Sue Storm. Sue has written three very powerful books. Her most recent book is Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. She is in particular an expert in assisting people with prosperity, success, business and career situations, which of course in this current time with the financial situation the way it is in the world, that is a most welcome specialty that I know will be of great assistance to people tonight. Sue has also written other angel first aid books, including Remedies for Miracles and also Remedies for Success, all under the Angel First Aid series. Sue speaks in many venues. She has been on several major networks. She's been on NBC, ABC, CBS, The Daily Show on Comedy Central. And as I say, we are truly blessed to have Sue with us here this evening for what I know is always a relaxed conversation among friends. So welcome, Sue. I'm very happy to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. It seems like we have the same first name, just a little bit different. I was just thinking about that.
You know,
I'm not a Susan, though. I'm actually just a Sue.
People do call me Sue on occasion.
And people call me Susan on occasion.
Yeah, you know, that's how it goes. Well, I'm really happy to have you here tonight, and I know that you have other things that you talk to people about. It's an entire list: relationships, health, families and children, if people have children with ADD or ADHD, and I am a parent, by the way, and we often do discuss parenting issues on this show, as well as enlightened parenting and what we can do in that. You also can connect people to the other side and help them with their past lives. Is there any, you know, we're talking angelic guidance, so I guess there isn't much that you don't do.
Except, as I was telling you, run computers well. I'm just computer illiterate.
Well, we were talking about that before the show, and And I'll tell you, you know, when angels are involved in any kind of higher energies, it seems like sometimes our electronics almost can't take it. I have noticed this. It's like energetically we just, and we're not going to attract that to us tonight. We've got angelic protection tonight.
Yes, we do. And everything's going to run beautifully.
That's right. But I do understand that, and it's quite common. And thankfully, we do have a chat room up that's working very well on the computer, and, you know, it's something I'll be able to convey questions from, and we are already getting people in the chat room as well as phone calls. But first, I thought we would start the show just by giving you an opportunity to talk about how you came in contact with the angels. I know I have read that you had a near-death experience, and I know we may have some listeners out there who have also had this experience as well or are curious about what happened.
Oh, sure. Actually, I was quite young. I was about 18 months old, and I was in my crib, and I was wrapped in my blankets, and I was suffocating. And I know it seems weird that I can remember this, but I looked up, and I saw these five flying objects over my head. When I wrote the book for Barnes & Noble, I put that in there, and they said, oh, no, you couldn't have counted. But you know what? I knew. There's something about this, and maybe it's from another life or weather, whatever, but I knew there were five angels flying over my head. And wow. And my angel just came and said, who are they to argue with you? So anyway, at that point, an angel just kind of slid down the stairs, you know, just kind of flew down the stairs and got my mother and got her to come upstairs. And basically she said I was actually turning blue by the time she saved me, but she did. And from that time on, I've had this special voice of guidance. And as a child, I called it my little man because it was an adult male voice. And it would guide me and tell me, you know, how things are going to be and comfort me. And I didn't know what it was, but just thought everybody had it. Then, many years later, I found out it was Archangel Michael that had been speaking to me my entire life and giving me guidance. So at this point, I started working with other people and writing books I think that's kind of the same thing. And I do personal consultations, help people make their lives better. My goal is to find out where someone is now and where they want to be and just move them forward quickly, easily, and with the help of the angels. So that's basically what I do.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, I find it interesting that you mention Michael because it seems like that angel in particular has touched so many lives. I felt that I had an experience, and I was never really sure if it was with Michael or not. You know, so many times we kind of doubt ourselves, but it was many years ago. And I've known other people who have talked of Michael in particular. And something else, what I find interesting, when, you know, you have an entire glossary of angels in your book, so many different angels, and they all have a particular function.
You want to know how that started? Susan,
yeah, tell
me. Tell you how all that started? People would call me and they would say, I'm going to take a trip and I've got a babysitter for my children, but I want to know what angel can watch over them. And so I'd ask, and my voice or Archangel Michael would tell me a name. And then I'd get a call, you know, I need some extra cash. What angel's going to help me with that? And I'd ask, and I'd get a name. Well, after a while, I had all these names of different angels, and actually I've identified 120 of them. There's probably an infinite number. And so I put them all in the book, what they do and who to call on. And the reason that works best, you can always say, angels help me. You can always call on Archangel Michael, if you want to, but it's kind of like you wouldn't go to a dentist if you had a problem with your foot, and you wouldn't go to a podiatrist if you had a problem with your teeth. So if you know which angel has a specialty, and actually I call them angel specialists, if you know their specialty, it seems to work faster and be more effective.
That's really interesting. I guess you know, since so many of us just know a few angels, like if you go to Archangel Michael, that's almost like going to the top in a way. I mean, I don't know. Is there a hierarchy? I mean, tell us about the hierarky of angels.
And he can delegate very well. So if he needs to, he delegates. Well, the hierarchy is basically the archangels. So that's Archangel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. And so that's your archangels. And then you have your guardian angels, which I call the angel specialists. And there's an infinite amount of guardian angels. And then you always have your cherubs and the seraphim and the other angels. I don't connect with them as well. I just work with the top two. But the another thing I want to tell you is everyone has three angels that are with them from birth until they pass on, and those angels are chosen for their life's purpose. So if they call in today and get the names of their angels, then they will have a clue as to what their life's purpose is. And Archangel Michael tells me if people are doing their life's purpose, there isn't as many bumps in the road. So if your life isn't running as smooth as you'd like, get on a roll, get the names of your angels, get on your life's purpose, and things will be easier.
I think that there is a real comfort in knowing those names so that you know that they're there for you, like family.
Right, and they've been there all along.
That's wonderful. Well, we're already getting phone calls, Sue,
okay.
So I thought I would go ahead and give our audience some instructions, and we're also getting some requests from the chat room as well. So we will be balancing tonight requests from the phone calls, kind of trying to go roughly in order between the chat and the phone calls as best I can. And I want to give you some specific instructions, which are already in the chat for those of you in the chat. I think I'll let Sue give the instructions. Sue, why don't you tell people what it is that you need from people when they call in, because I think you can explain that best of all.
Okay. Well, the first thing is I connect with people through their name. So even if you were standing right in front of me and I knew who you were, I would ask you your name, because that's the way I connect with the angels, through your name. So I'd like your first name. You do not have to give me your last name. And if it's a nickname, if you have a shorter name or a nickname or something, that's fine, just as long as I have a name to identify you. Okay. The next thing I would like to know is, do you want the names of your angels? Because if you do, I'd love to give them to you. And then the third thing is, if you have a question, be very specific about what you want to know. Don't just say to me, tell me about my future, or what do the angels say about this or that, that's your career. Be very specific. If you want to know something, give me exactly what you want to know, and I will give you a very specific answer. And you will not ever get a higher answer, because they're just amazing.
Well, that sounds like this is going to be so very helpful to people. I do want to give one bit of instructions to those who are calling in. Since I will be bringing you directly on the air, I know occasionally there's someone out there on the line who is just listening. Don't worry about that. Just very politely say, I'm just listening, and then we'll go back. But I know most of you are here for a reading. And as well, I want to let you know that how I will identify you before you come on the air is going to be by your area code. So if you're on the line right now and you've been there for a little while, we'll be identifying you by area code before you come on. So just kind of be prepared. And this is a casual show. We can all be very relaxed about this show. I do want to let people to know that the show is archived and you'll be able to access it at this location. So if you want to go back and listen to what Sue told you again, you'll be able to do that or listen to what she has told other people as well. So I'm now going to go ahead and bring the first call on the line. And this person has area code 864. So if you have area code 864, be prepared to give us your first name, whether you want to hear the names of your personal angels, and a specific question for Sue. Hello. You're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us your
first name?
Yes, my name is Pooja.
Okay. And do you would you like your angels?
Yes, I would love to know the name of my angels.
Okay.
I didn't have a question.
Okay. Well, the first one you have is Sarah, the angel of harmony, peace and harmony. And that's with an H, S-A-R-A-H. And your archangel is Michael, just like mine, and he's protection and guidance. And then you have a money angel, too. You have Timothy, and Timothy is the angel of good fortune.
Awesome.
So
that's awesome. That's perfect. So,
wanted to ask me?
Yeah. So my question was, I'm going through a lot of changes in my career right now. My business, and it's a spiritual healing business, and so I'm seeing a lot of things happening in the future, and I'm trying to stay patient because I feel like there's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. I would love to know what the angels want me to do most right now that would benefit me most in all areas, not just business, but just right now what I need to focus on the most, because my main concern is business. But I know a lot of times they'll tell you that you just need to relax or take care of yourself and everything else is taken care of. So I really would love to know what they want me to know right now.
Okay, give me a very specific thing. What you want to know about X, Y, and Z. Give me a one little thing so I can tune in that way. Instead of just general, I'd love to have something very specific.
I would love to know what the angels want me to know right now. What I should focus on right now.
What you should focus on right now? Actually, interesting, they said your health.
Yes.
Yeah, they said, okay, so this is going to be somewhat general, but you need more exercise, you need to eat better, and more peace of mind. That's what Sarah's in your life for, that's harmony. They said to just focus on taking care of yourself, and I know that's not exactly what you wanted, but I think that's where the place that you're going to go.
And that should take care of the rest of it, right? Anyone?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it.
And taking care of all of that will take care of the rest of it, pretty much.
I think so. You know, I do consultations. If I'll give you my 800 number. It's toll-free, 800-323-1790. And if you want to actually just call me and then we can set something up, I can talk to you and give you more specific things. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, good. I'm glad you called.
Yes, thank you very much for being here. Okay. We now have a question from the chat room.
All right.
Okay, this person, her name is Karen. I'll be conveying these, so we'll see how this goes. Her name is Karen. She would love the names of her angels, and she's asking if she is going to be married. And if you have questions of her, she can hear you. She can hear you, so she can actually type the answers. So just a note to people in the chat. It's a little bit different for people to do consultations in the chat, and we recognize that on this program. So, I know that Sue is open to your questions, but just be aware that we know that it's a little different when you don't actually hear a person's voice. That's always a little different. So,
easier for me if I have a back and forth. You know, if I can ask, and that's why it's a little easier.
And you can.
But she's asking for her angel, so I'll give you her angel. It's Caroline is the angel of positive.
Karen. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, pardon?
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I'm giving
saying
her
name
angel.
Was Karen.
I'm giving her angel. Okay.
I'm sorry. I won't interrupt.
Okay. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking. There we go. And actually, this is interesting because Susan, your name, is the angel of travel. And I hear she's going to be traveling. And Archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. So the question was, is she going to be married? And you know what? That's a very difficult question for the angels, because marriage is such a personal thing. And, you know, you have to decide. And I don't have enough details to know, does she already have someone in her life or not? And is she engaged or not? And but I will tell you this. Tarina, for anyone listening, Tarina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction who works with romance and works with finding soulmates. So if you're looking for a soulmate, that's the angel to talk to.
Okay, well, that should answer some of her questions anyway. So, she's saying that she's single. I'm a little confused by her feedback. She just says single.
Well,
I
would just tell her to talk to Tarina. And let me explain to everybody how you talk to your angels. I think that's probably a good thing to do right now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You talk to them just like they are your friends, just like they're your confidants, just like they are your friends. They've been with you your whole life. You had some kind of interaction with them. Women hear a voice and think it's intuition. Men get a gut reaction. They get a hunch. Those are your angels a lot of the time talking to you. And we do have intuition, too, but often it's the angels. So you just talk to them like you're talking to me. You know, if I was going to say Jeremiah is the angel of financial security, I just say, Jeremiah, let's go. Come on. Sometimes I pretend like I'm pulling on his robes, and I say, let's move this forward. Let's get things going. Just like you were talking to someone and wanted something. And another good thing, too, is make a request before you go to bed at night, because your angels don't sleep, so they can work on it throughout the night. What about that, Susan? Is that good advice?
Oh, excellent advice. I like Jeremiah. I think I'm going to be talking to that one.
the poor angel is saying, oh, my God, they're all pulling on my robes.
We're wearing them out. Well, we are getting more phone calls. And Karen from the chat says, great, thanks. She thanks you much for your input. Okay, back to the phone calls. We've had someone who's been waiting a little while with area code 780. So if you are at area code 780, once again, be prepared to give Sue your first name, whether you would like to know your personal angels, and also a specific question. And if you are simply just listening, because occasionally we do get people like that, just let me know, and that's fine. You can sit and listen. Okay, you're on the air if you have area code 780. Are you there?
Yes, I am. My name is Jay.
Jay.
Okay.
Let's see. So you have, this is an interesting angel. It's Solomon, kind of like King Solomon, only it's an angel. And that's the angel of safety, security, but it's also financial security. So, and it's emotional security. He's an angel that covers a lot of areas. Is safety important to you, being secure and safe?
Yes, right now, yeah.
Yep, I kind of figured that, because he helps with that. And then, let's see, you have an archangel is Uriel. Boy, you've got a money angel here, too. U-R-I-E-L, that's the angel of prosperity. So you've got a money angel and a security angel. And your third one is creativity, Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A. Is the angel of creativity. So you must be very creative in your mind.
Yes, I am.
Good. And actually, they're giving me a little message. They're saying he's an unusual kind of guy, but we really get along well with him. So there's your message.
Yeah, they're giving me all sorts of angel numbers right now for telling me that they're here. So, well.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Sue. Regarding a relationship coming up for myself, or a friendship coming up right now for myself that's going to bloom into a friendship, or I mean a relationship. It's actually started about a month ago.
So you're in a friendship and you want it to turn into a relationship? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's going to go there. Just see how go full steam, or just be patient.
Let me ask them. They're saying full steam won't get you anywhere, so be patient. So I don't know if this person's a little commitment phobic or not, but I would take my time.
Okay.
Okay. Not the answer you wanted, but the one they gave me.
No.
Okay.
No, well, it's probably the answer that I'm looking for anyway. So
to Tarina,
so.
That angel of attraction.
What was the angel?
Tarina, T-E-R-I-N-A, the angel of romance.
Okay.
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 Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Sue. Thank you. Yep, bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Okay. We are continuing to get both calls and people from the chat. I'm going to let's see what we have. I think we'll go ahead and we have someone in the chat room named Vince. And it's V-Y-N-C-E. I assume that's spelled right. And Vince, do you want to know your personal angels? Would that be helpful to you? Just type yes or no. Yes. Vince would like to know. And just confirm, is that name, are you male or female? Because sometimes that could be, I'm not sure, it's an unusual spelling. Could you tell us? Not saying anything. Well,
okay.
Okay, just go ahead and go with your intuition. I suspect. I'm not gonna guess, but we have okay, male, and okay,
male.
I see.
Okay.
Changed his name from spelling Vince, V-I-N-C-E.
Okay.
So he is male, and he does have a question. But first, I'll let you. I'll let you give him. His personal
okay,
angel.
We'll do the angels first. All right, so the archangel is Raphael, and Raphael is the angel of healing and compassion. And then the other angel is Joseph. Joseph is the angel of joy, and I hear more joy is coming along. And let's see, and William, the angel of peace. William is also, for anyone listening, the angel if you want to talk to about peace on earth or peace in your life. William is the angel of peace. So we have peace, joy, and compassion and healing. Interesting angels. So my angels are saying to me, he needs a money angel. So let's give him a money angel. Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, is the angel of abundance. For anyone listening, you don't have to have these as your personal angels to call on them, in case you're wondering. Okay, do we have a question?
Yes. He says he's been out of work, I believe it's 4.4 years, unemployment just ran out, and I have no idea what I will do. I need a miracle. It's really interesting that they really urged you to put the financial angel in there. I was reading this question in advance, and I'm thinking, they do. Of course they do.
Okay.
And if he...
let me do this. Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development. So I would talk to Corey. And you know, the other thing we can do is I can... Vince, I'm going to give you my phone number. It's 800-323-1790. My email is suestorm@earthlink.net. And just send me an email or give me a call, and I'll give you a free session, and we'll see if we can't get you a job. Your angels are really good at that. How's that?
Wow. You are very, very sweet, Sue. That's wonderful. Okay, let's see. I'm getting so much input in the chat. You're really getting a response here from a few people asking. Oh, yes, yes. So let me see if I can. Oh, okay. He says, thank you. Thank you.
Good. I'll talk to you soon.
That's wonderful.
Okay, now we're going to go back to the phones. And also, Sue, do not hesitate to let us know when you need to take a break. I want to remind my audience, we've had a few people on this show who've done consultations, and I'm always very conscious of how it takes some energy to be in contact with angels, doesn't it, Sue, side? Or
Susan, mm-hmm. Can I just take 1 second and go to the other end of the room and come back? talk for 1 second. I
absolutely.
Just have to pick something
and
up.
I'm happy
okay?
to talk to our. I'm happy
okay.
to talk to our audience while you do that. All right. I see we are getting more and more people from the chat, and I want to let people know that if I'm getting too many messages all at once, there may be a little bit of a delay, and sometimes I may need you to repeat your question if it goes out of the chat, because the chat doesn't have a very long window. And I try to make a note of them, but this is getting to be a pretty busy chat tonight, and I do welcome you guys. I'm so glad you're in here. We're all creating the energy here, and I'll share with you something. Sue told me that we were going to have a lot of fun in here tonight and that the angels were really with us and that the angels are essentially running this show tonight.
I'm back, by the way. Okay.
I'm telling them about that because we're getting, you know, more and more people in the chat and calling in. So the angels are calling.
do they
All
have
right.
my website? Have you? Is that on
you
yours
know,
or
I'm
should I give out my website?
That. It will be out on the show. Page for sure. I am going to type it in the chat on occasion, but why don't we just tell them
sure.
right now for those
sure.
who are listening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And we might as well just go through everything. The name of the book is Angel First Aid Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. And my email, my personal email, I'll give it out, is suestorm@earthlink.net. And my 800 number, we could do that too, is 800-323-1790. Okay, I got all my info.
Wonderful. And we'll make sure that that continues to be in the chat. And also after the show, there are those who are listening to this show in the archive, and I know that. And you may want to talk to Sue yourself or set up a consultation with Sue, and we will make sure all that information is accessible for you on the show page in the future as well. So, all right, we're going to go back to the phones, which are getting quite busy. We're going to go to the next call who's been waiting a while, area code 260. And, you know, one thing that's so fun about this show, Sue, all the area codes are different in the chat. So does that tell you something about who's listening?
And the area codes that are somewhat unusual to me, you know, I've been doing this for how many years, and so I've sort of memorized area codes, and these are different ones.
Well, I guess, you know, we're reaching out to a new group of people tonight, and
mm-hmm.
that's wonderful. That is wonderful. So, but I always love how people come in from all different places to listen, and that's the beauty of Internet radio.
It
and
is.
By the way, you have a show too, don't you? Don't forget to talk about your show.
Okay, do you want me to do that right now?
Well, you might as well, real quick, and then we'll
my,
go to the
my
call.
Show is called Angel Talk. And basically, it's not an interview show, but it's where I do like a podcast, and I give you information that you can download every month. There's some new information on the angels, how they help you, what they do. I go through chapters of my book. We talk about parenting, pets, people, communication. And, you know, there's messages in there from the angels. And you can access it through my website if you'd like. You can just go to the www.theangellady.net. And on the right-hand side, you'll see Angel Talk. And that's how you can access it. And the shows are archived, too.
Okay, wonderful. So people have a long-term way to continue to listen to you.
Basically, I've been doing that show for probably 2 years, so there's a lot of archives, and I've gotten comments from people that, you know, just listening to the show has turned their life around, so that's good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, we are now, thank you for being patient. The person with area code 260, I'm about to bring you on the air to the Frontier Beyond Fear. Hello, you're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Are you there?
Hello, Susan.
With area
Hello.
Code
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for taking my call tonight. My first name is Bernadette, and I would love to know the name of my angels.
Okay. Well, the first one you have is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. And they tell me that you're very creative. And you don't follow through on your thoughts sometimes. You get ideas but don't follow through. So they're talking about you doing that. And another angel is Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, and that's the angel of divine grace and spiritual blessings. And they say, you know, you're just a wonderful blessing to all the people who know you. Your angels are very fond of you, and they're real glad to connect with you. I have to tell you that. And then your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you. And my question today is, I'm getting ready to take the bar exam in February, and I wanted to know any impressions you got about that from my angels and what my life's purpose is in terms of, you know, practicing law, where that will take me, where they want me to go.
Okay, good. I would love to do a session with you if you would ever like to do that, because especially before you take the bar, so that I can help you pass. And I do this with people. You can tell me exactly when you're sitting or taking the bar or what, any kind of an exam or a special, even a job interview, and then I make sure the angels are there with you and get everything set up for you. So let me know. Okay, your angel, the angel that I want to tell you about is Jacob, is the angel of education. And if while you're studying, and even imagine him sitting next to you while you're taking the bar, because that'll help tremendously. Okay, I haven't given you your angels yet, right? Correct?
You have.
I have?
You said it was Bettina, Lorena.
Oh, right. Okay. For some reason, I'm hearing there's another one that I have to give you. They're talking to me. Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, the angel of prosperity. So that angel is with you. Okay. Anything that you need to know about the what area do you want to go into? Give me some choices. What's fun for you? Everybody's life purpose is something that is fun, easy, and something you really gravitated toward before the age of five. Now, there's an interesting thing to think about. What was unique and different about you? I was talking to angels before I was five. So is there anything special about you that you can remember?
I was going to ask you this. At 15, I had chosen a very difficult lifetime, and at 15 I had a messenger come and tell me, that I had many lifetimes. I would have many more, and what I didn't face in this lifetime I would face in the next, and I'm not really sure who he is. He looked like Native American. And I felt like I knew him, but I don't know who that was.
It's an Indian chief, and he's your spirit guide. And
okay.
It is from a Native American life.
Do you know his name at all? I've always wondered.
You know, he's a Sioux Indian. What's his name? Great Red Feather. Great Red Feather.
Okay. And spirit guides are different than angels, right?
They are, correct. And let me tell you the difference for everyone listening. Excuse me. Spirit guides have had a physical body and lived on Earth, and guardian angels and angels have never had a physical body, and therefore they've never lived in time and space. So if people say to me, how soon is this going to happen, I can't really tell them. I can't be specific because angels don't know our time and space. But that's the difference between the two of them. And they have, different purposes. They guide us, but they have different purposes. Here's something that came to me. Have you ever thought of environmental law?
Well, I wanted to actually just do, like, civil rights, like kind of what, like,
oh, okay.
ADL,
okay.
Like, just kind of helping with that.
Okay. I think that's perfect.
Okay.
And sometimes that involves the environment, too.
Yes, absolutely.
I think so, too. That would be wonderful. And seriously, give me a call and let me help you get through that bar so you pass it easily and quickly and get on with your life, because they tell me you're going to be very prosperous, but the money isn't going to be the issue. What's important to you is the success of the fulfillment and the satisfaction of doing what's right, and that's all going to come to you in this lifetime.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you, Susan, for having me on. I really appreciate it, and I will definitely contact you.
Well, thank you for being on. Thank you for calling. Okay. We're continuing to get chat room questions. Just checking in with you, Sue, to make sure that...
I'm okay.
Okay. Just let us know, because I
will.
We can certainly take a little break when you're ready. Now we have one from the chat room. This is from someone who's been waiting a little while. Her name is Karen. Her nickname, by the way, I'll share with you, is Heart22Heart in the chat room. She would like to know about her angels. And her question, well, I'll let you tell her about her angels first, then I'll give you her question.
Okay, so the first angel is Blake, Blake, and it's a female Blake, and she is the angel of comfort, physical ease, peace of mind. And then the next angel is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N. Eileen is the angel of happiness, and she works with joy and contentment. Archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. But Michael also does divine justice, and I hear that she needs some justice. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but she needs some of that too.
Okay. Now the question she has, I don't know if this is specific enough. So Karen, you may need to type a little bit more specific question, but I will ask it as you've asked it. She is simply saying she would like to know about her current relationship.
Yeah, that isn't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I need to know, what do you want to know about it? Is it, do you want to know if you should go forward with it? Is there a specific situation? And that would help me.
Okay, let's see. Kind of scrolling down to see. This is the one thing about the chat. We kind of there's always a little lag. It's an interesting way of bringing in people. She's just saying where is it going? Where is it going? She wants to know where her relationship is heading.
Again, that's a little vague, but I'll say it seems as if it has potential. And they're saying stick with it. So I don't really know, I'm not sure how to answer that one exactly.
Okay. All right. Well.
And I'll be real honest with you. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you.
that's probably a good thing. I don't know if it means anything, and I don't know if I should even mention this, but I guess I will. The minute you started talking, I'm sitting upstairs and the toilet in the room next to mine started running.
Oh, geez, now what does that mean?
I hope that doesn't mean anything, Karen. But I felt like maybe I better convey that. It didn't flush. But it just, I've been sitting here for, an hour? It hasn't done that. And it just started. And it's like, okay.
Well, let me tell you.
That's
weird. This is what the angels are saying. In feng shui, water is wealth, and running water is more wealth coming in. So let's just make it that. How about that?
Well, let's make it that for everyone, because I can think of all kinds of interpretations. It's just fascinating that it would do that spontaneously, because I've never had it do that, which tells me, it has run before, but not just out of the blue after sitting there an hour.
That's really funny.
I guess the angels have a
sense
of humor, don't they?
I have to tell you, Susan, that's a first, too.
Well, you know what? Far be it from me not to be honest on this show.
We're just, you know, regular people sitting here in our homes, and I just thought it was so funny and weird that that occurred. So, anyway, okay. All right, after that comic interlude, let's see how we're doing with the phone calls. We still have them coming in here. Here's someone who's been on the line for a little while. This person is calling in from area code 561. And once again, a reminder, we need your first name, whether you would like to know the names of your angels, and also a specific question. And as we're listening to Sue, I think we're all getting an idea of what a specific question is. So listen carefully to the callers in front of you, because you can get some clues as to what kinds of questions the angels are most easily able to respond to. So, all right, if you have area code 561, I'm about to bring you on the air. Hello, if you have area code 561, you're on the air on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Do you have a question? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is there anyone there at area code 561?
Hello there. Hi.
Oh, okay. Somebody's there,
Hi.
I think.
Hello.
What is your name? What is your first name?
It's Lisa.
Okay.
Okay, so we're ready for angels?
Yeah, I think so. She said Lisa. Lisa is here. And would you like to know your personal angels, Lisa?
Yes, I would, please.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is Nancy. And Nancy is the angel of productivity, output, performance, getting things done. So all of you listening, if you need some help in that area, talk to Nancy. And your next angel is Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And then you have Archangel Michael, guidance and protection. Does that help you?
Yeah.
And do you have a question?
Yes, I had a job interview, and I'm waiting to hear back from this man. I emailed him today. He was supposed to call me Friday. I'm just wondering if you think I might get this particular job.
It feels good. It feels like you have a lot of potential, but I don't think they've gotten around to telling people yet. So keep your hopes up. It feels like there's a very good potential for you to get it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, Lisa, for calling. Okay. All right, I think we're going to take another call now because we have someone else who's been on the line a little while. So, and then we'll go back to the chat where I continue to see the questions that are in the chat. We'll go to another question there in a minute. Okay, now I'm going to bring on someone with area code 716. You know, I swear we haven't had an identical area code yet.
I know we haven't, and
they're
I'm trying to figure them out.
States.
I think one was Florida.
You know, you
716 might be New York. I'm having fun trying to figure them out.
We've got people staying up late with the angels tonight. Out here it's
it
not
looks
so bad
like it.
On the West Coast, but on the East Coast.
Maybe it's 718 is New York. Okay, I'm
working
on it.
I could start to look for some of these while you're talking to people just for fun. Although, you know, sometimes people some of them may want us to know where they're calling from. In fact, I'll tell that to the callers. If you want to share with us the city that you're calling from or the state, feel free, because this is fun for us to hear from so many people across the United States. All right, so we are now going to bring area code 716 on. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You're
My
on
name
here.
Is Sally. Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Sally. It is indeed New York.
Oh, good. Okay, I got that one right.
But I live in Philadelphia now, and it's a cell phone, so I just kept it.
Okay, let's start with angels. This is interesting. You have Lucien, L-U-C-I-E-N, who's the angel of resources, and that's opportunities, prosperity, wealth, and joy. Dynamite angel. And then you have, Timothy, the angel of good fortune. So that means two money angels. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages, and communication. But he also works with arts and invention. And it's do you like art? Do you like
I like to look at it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Do you go to art galleries? That's the kind of what they're showing me.
Now that I'm here, we are getting more that way.
Good.
There's
good.
More
places
to go. Oh, that's cool. I like the good or the angel. Was it Timothy? Good Fortune.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice too. And a resource is actually illusion. Yes.
Right. Okay. Do you have a question?
I do. You know, as old as I am, I still kind of really don't know my life's purpose. Is that a question I can ask of you?
Yes,
or?
Yes it is. What's fun, easy, and comfortable for you? I mean, you're already doing your life's purpose is what they're telling me. It's something that you don't even think about. A life's purpose doesn't necessarily mean a career. It's something that you do automatically. So what might that be? And then I'll check in and see if that's right.
I think I'm good at encouraging people.
Okay, because what I was hearing is it had something to do with the art. It has to do with beauty and with, you know, encouraging people, but it has to do with support and beauty and color. So I'm not sure exactly how it fits into what you do.
It's funny. I was, I just moved here and I, even my cat matches the colors in my living room.
Okay. Well, I think,
thought how pretty the whole, you know, the cat was sitting on the rug and, you know, and I'm just looking at everything and everything kind of blended together so nicely.
And I believe that that's part of your encouragement and support for other people is just getting things to blend together nicely. If those are the words, I would say that's it.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate speaking with you, and I appreciate just the opportunity to do so.
Oh, good. Well, take care.
All right.
Well, and thank you. Thank you for coming
on. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to go and chat now. I'm not in there right now, but I can't type and talk on the phone at the same time.
Yeah, we've got a lively chat going.
I'll see you in there then.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm in there too. I often joke it's like multi-dimensional tasking here on this show. But it's fun. It's fun.
You're doing a great job.
Like it. Oh, well, thank you. I love it. I really do. And I like, you know, having the interaction with the chat and everything. That's a little bit unusual with this show. Although other shows, they have chat rooms that they don't always. I really try to involve those people because you know what? I know what it's like to maybe not feel like you're quite ready to call into a show, but you're more than willing to type something in the chat. And it's really the first step to communicating. And, you know, I'll warn people, that's how I started out, and now I'm hosting my own show.
Isn't that
so
wonderful?
You never know. You never
exactly.
know what spirit Sally, has in store.
Sally, I keep hearing that you and I need to talk off air, too. So give
okay,
me a call.
Sue.
They must have something they want to say to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Good. And
okay.
Sue, bye-bye.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Susan, can I interject
yes.
something here?
Please.
One of her angels was Lucien, Lucien, and I wanted to tell you a story about that, if I might. It's an unusual name, and, you know, it's strange as it may seem, people sometimes think it's very close to Lucifer, you know, but it's not. It's
yes.
Lucien. Okay.
Yeah.
I was giving a speech one time, and it was to a senior, it was a senior complex, and so almost everybody there was you know, I would say probably 70, 80 years old. It was older people. And this very nice-looking young man came in, and he probably looked like he was probably, I'd say, in his 40s. And he sat down, and I thought, this is unusual. I wonder why he's here. And at the very end, I was mentioning angels, and he was looking through my book. And at the very end, he came up to me, took me aside, and said, "Do you know, one day I asked in my mind the name of my angel, and I heard Lucien. And I never, ever thought there was an angel like that." And there it was, right in my book. I thought that was very interesting.
Wow.
Because that's such
that
an odd
really
name
cool.
for an angel.
It is. It is. And you're
are,
right.
But.
People, they get so skittish. And, you know, it's funny you should mention, lately, sometimes I listen to this talk show and even call in. It's a local show where they talk a lot about dark angels. And, you know, I so much want them to talk about bright angels. You know,
okay,
because,
so can I answer? Can I talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, why don't you? Because there's a lot of fear out there, and I choose, you know, it's something I don't choose to focus on, but, I would like you to clear that up for people who, you know, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, I have asked over and over again, are there dark angels? Are there fallen angels? And I don't hear that there are. I've talked to
uh-huh.
Michael. I've talked to, my spirit guide. What I hear is that if they take on that effect, if they're negative, dark, or any of that, they're no longer angels. Because the angels mm-hmm. that I hear, that I see, are all loving, supportive, caring. And I just don't connect with any of those. And I, as far as I can tell, in my perception, they don't exist. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's what I've believed. I'll tell you a quick little aside, and then we'll get to more phone calls here. I had an experience the other night where there was a world-famous exorcist on this radio show that is local. And it also broadcasts worldwide. In fact, I'd love to see someone like you on that show, Sue. But anyway, I called in, and I very, you know, he was a nice man. And it was actually the man who there was a movie made about him starring Anthony Hopkins. He's very famous, this guy. And I basically asked him that. I said, you know, if God is omnipresent and everywhere, how could there be fallen angels, you know, anything separate? There could be entities that are confused, and, you know, could anything ever be apart from healing? I mean, to me, the divine is infinitely healing and always calling us to love. And you know, he was very polite in response, but he still was, you know, firm in his belief. But I really felt it was important to get that out, just my question to him. And I was really happy that I was able to do that.
Well, the angels to me are just a loving, supportive, caring part of our lives. And if you welcome them into your life, you know, get a copy of the book, learn who they are, it's really, really helpful. The other thing I was going to say is if you grasp the dark side, you know, it does is just pull you down. Although there is negativity. I mean, I'm not a Pollyanna. There is negativity. People do get angry. They do get negative. There are wars, you know, those kind of things. But I don't think they're caused by angels.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm really glad to hear you affirm that, Sue, because I've felt that strongly. I really do. To me, angels are so close to God that it's almost not possible for them to abandon that love. I mean, for me, that would be really difficult to comprehend unless there's some kind of, not that there can't be darkness in higher realms. Anyway, this will go on.
It's a topic all to itself.
It's true. It is a very important topic, I feel. But I'm glad that you shared that with us, because that's a wonderful affirmation, really.
Sure.
And it helps us not to be afraid. Okay. Are you ready to take another call?
I am.
We have someone at area code 229 who has been waiting a little while. And if you're at area code 229, we're about to bring you on the show. Hello, you're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Are you there?
Hi, this is Jay in the chat room.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, North
Carolina.
Wow. Okay. Would you like your angels?
I would.
Okay. You've got so many. I'm going to give you three, but I don't even know where to go, where to start. Okay. You've got me stumped here. We'll start with Evelyn. Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. She attracts wealth and prosperity. And then you also have Timothy. You have a lot of money angels. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. Your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And they tell me you're somebody with a really good heart. You're a kind soul with a good heart. Your angels are very much in your corner.
Well, I am a healer, and I do it through music, I believe.
Oh, good.
My...
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me give you the angel for that. Perry, P-E-R-R-I-E, is the angel of music. Helps with musical talent and blessings through music. So that's perfect for you.
Wow, I do have a lot of angels around.
Yeah, so many angels. Yeah, I could give you a whole list.
Well, I call
and
them.
By the way, I don't want to interrupt you, but they're telling me Rita, R-I-T-A, is the angel of writing. And it feels like you're going to write at some point if you haven't already.
I'm a composer.
Okay, there you go. So you need Perry
and
Rita by your side.
Okay, well, I'll definitely call on them
Good.
In my prior meditations before I do my music.
Good.
And see how. So can I comment on the good and the bad?
Well, that's okay with Susan. It's okay with me.
Sure. We welcome comments, too.
What
okay
I think
too.
Is when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and this is just my understanding from my education, is when they bit the apple and became knowledgeable, that's when ego started to develop. And ego is the darkness that everybody fears, because what it is it creates illusion in reality. And what it does is it stops you from seeing God's divinity, because it sends up things that's warnings and fear and anxiousness and things that keep you deluded from your happiness. And that is the true factor of the knowledge of life, is that you can choose to dwell in the illusion, or you can choose to dwell in God's realm. And so people that are drawn to angels are of the light and not caught in the illusion. And that's why you don't see dark angels, and you don't see, not that there aren't spirits that are of low energy, because you can also, there's two ways to create. You can either co-create through expression of love, or you can co-create through projection of the ego. And both create, but one creates an illusion, and one creates something that can't be broken, harmed, maimed, tore apart, damaged. Love never can be hurt. It is pure in its essence, it's pure in its giving, and it transfers through eternity.
That's wonderful. I think you should sit down and write that.
Yes.
I think Rita is
absolutely
right by your side.
I have studied a lot of, I've read the Bible, I've done the Course in Miracles, and I've done a numerous amounts of work towards enlightenment. And,
great.
You know, so I just draw my conclusions from what I, you know, interpret as the truth. But, you know, everybody has their own truths. So, but I hope that will help some people look at it differently than they have in the past.
Good. Well, I'm glad you called. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, thank
you.
Well,
it's interesting that you discussed it before you picked me up.
There are no coincidences, are there? And you know, people
there
listen to this
not.
Show in the future. There may be someone in the future listening to this show who needs to hear that. And so thank you. And those listening now as well. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Did I ask my question? Good luck with your music. I feel like you put your heart and soul into that music, and it comes through for those who hear it.
It is pretty amazing.
Oh,
it is.
You're an amazing soul.
I'm very, very blessed, and I forgot what my question is. Okay, I'll settle with that. Thank you.
Okay,
have a good
bye.
Day.
Well, thank you. That's why you were here. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. All right. Well, that was nice. That was
spontaneous
sharing there. My dog has come to visit.
And my cat's come to visit.
Oh, my. I have both a dog
and
a cat.
I'm trying to pet her so she doesn't hang up the phone.
Uh-huh.
Every once
in a while,
she'll walk all over the phone and then hang it up.
Uh-oh. Well, if she does, just call right back. I'll find
okay.
you. When my cat comes to visit, she'll let us know. Trust me.
Oh, okay. Well, mine's very quiet.
She's quite vocal. She's not up here right now, but the dog is here. All right. So I am going to give you another opportunity if you do want to take a break or anything. We do have some music I could play.
Why don't we take a short break?
Yeah.
That'll be
good. Yeah, because we're past the hour. We're just at the a little over an hour, and this would be a nice time. For those of you listening, if you're on the line, please do stay on the line. We'll be right back. We're just going to give Sue a little break. It's a time for all of you to take a deep breath. I was going to have some meditative music on, and Sue, feel free to go take your break. I'm going to talk to everyone for a second about what I'm about to play. I have a friend who, his name is Bill Foss, he is a musician. Interesting that we just had a musician on as well. And he has given me permission to play some of his music, which is actually quite lively. So if you're on the East Coast, this may wake you up. I'm going to go ahead and play Sunshine in Your Soul. This is from Bill Foss, and it is enlightened music from Sedona, from Phoenix Rising is the name of the album. And please do stay on. I'll be in the chat with people, and we will be right back. Okay, after that very jazzy interlude, Sue, are you back?
I am, and the angels are all dancing.
That's what I said.
They like that one.
My friend, he gave us some music from Sedona, and boy, it rocks, is what mm-hmm. we were saying. I told those people on the East Coast, if you're sleeping, you're going to be awake now. But it was very generous of him to let us use his music on this show, because as people know, with radio shows, you can't just go and use anyone's music, you know, unless you're... Yeah, you can't. And so it's a godsend, and I actually had a synchronicity where I asked for it. I'm sure this happens, and you as an angel expert can affirm this, I bet, and already have, really, is that I asked, you know, please, I need some music for my show. And what happened? I swear it happened within a few days. And there it was. How easy is that?
It's just asking. You know, if
yeah.
you don't ask, you're not going to get, right?
It's so wonderful. It's like we've always been told, ask and you shall receive. But you got to ask first and have some faith.
Right.
And trust.
Right.
That's
right.
What it seems.
And
all
it's
right.
very
well,
easy to trust your angels. It's very easy to ask your angels, you know. It's such a comforting, supportive team that you have with you all the time, and why not tap into it? That's what I say.
Right. I mean, who knows you better than your angels? They're with
right.
you all the time, and they love you unconditionally. And isn't that true? I mean, they may give us guidance that sometimes it's challenging for us to hear, but they love us unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will go to another phone call now because we've had some people patiently waiting. Hopefully they liked that piece when I realized I was playing. I thought if someone doesn't like rock music, this might, you know, I didn't want to blow anyone off the line or anything. But they stayed with us. So we will go ahead, and our next call is coming from area code 907. Feel free to tell us if you like where you are calling from, your first name, if you want to hear your personal angels, and also a specific question.
Okay. This is Carrie. I'm calling from Alaska. I would like to know who my angels are, and my specific question is, there's a certain gentleman who I really care about, if him and I are going to end up having a closer relationship.
Okay, let's start with your angels, because that question is going to take some time. Here we go. Melody is the angel of self-esteem, and she doesn't come up very often, but I think she helps you bring a spark of life to you. So that's one of your angels. And Katrina is the angel of prosperity. Money, health, and happiness, that's the angel's definition of prosperity, so you have Katrina. And then your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And your question about, give it to me one more time, the relationship moving forward, or what was it?
Yeah, if we're going to have a closer relationship, or if things are always just going to be where they're at now, this is someone... I would like to have an actual relationship with as like boyfriend, girlfriend, and see where it goes. But
okay, so
I don't
here's
know.
What I'm hearing. Your intention and agenda for the relationship and the other person's intention and agenda for the relationship are somewhat different. So it's a matter of you deciding or them deciding. Somehow you have to come onto common ground, or it's going to stay the way it is right now. It's not an easy fix. Because you're both looking for different things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you want more explanation, you know, you can call me, and we could do a session or something. We could try and figure it out if you'd like any more information.
Okay.
I know it's not the answer you wanted, but it's the answer I got.
Oh, that's fine. I just, you know, I don't know what direction this is going to go. And the last year and a half, things have been really just crazy between me and this person, to where I never know what's going on.
Yeah,
time I think I got figured out,
they do something that changes it.
Let me give you my number because it looks like you need to talk to me. Otherwise, you're going to be confused. 800-323-1790. My basic premise is confusion causes craziness. So, and you're kind of right on the verge of, oh my gosh, what is this? We got to get you straightened out. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you. Okay.
Do you like that one, Susan? Confusion causes craziness.
You know, confusion causes a lot of things. In fact, sometimes I think, I've often said that confusion, it is confusion that causes the darkness, too. I mean,
not to say
that we're always dark when we're confused. I'm not saying that. But it can lead to so many different things. And that's why we all seek clarity. And you know, of course, we're all confused sometimes. I mean, it's part of the human experience.
My thought is that if your angels can help you figure out that confusion and straighten things out, then, you know, you get your answer quickly and can move on to something else.
That's right. Okay, we're now going to go on to a call that's area code 561. We're seeing the whole United States here. Did you see that? North Carolina to Alaska, Sue. That's pretty cool.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think
561
is Florida. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I think you may have had one. And so
yeah,
and some we don't even know. I mean, I actually wrote some of them down. I can look them up. But, okay, well, we're going to go to area code 561. Feel free to give us your name and where you are from. Are you there, 561? Area code 561, have you given up on us? Hello? Oh, could be someone who's waiting. Okay, we'll go to the next. We'll just keep him or her on hold. And let me make a quick note of that because it kind of resets the times when I do that, and so it'll make them put them to the bottom. So, but I'll check with them again in a little bit. Sometimes when they're on hold for a while, you know, they kind of put the phone down after a while. And, of course, just at that time, what happens? We bring them on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to go to area code 239. Looks like you're next. Area code 239. We're about to go to you. Hello, area code 239.
Hello.
You're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Hello.
Hi. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm calling from Florida.
There you go.
Mhm. And my first question is, I want to know if the guy from Carolina will marry me. my name is Lana.
Okay.
And, I do have a question.
All right.
I would like to know who my angels are also. Should I ask
Well, let's
my
do
question?
Your angels first and then get your question. How's that?
Okay.
So you have Lorena, again. Lorena is the angel of divine grace, and that's blessings and enrichment. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking, and your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. So what is your question now?
Well, my question is, I would really like to find my soulmate. I'd like to find a partner, and I'm wondering if you see anything in that area.
Okay. Well, Terina is the angel to talk to. Terina is the angel that brings in soulmates and help. And do I see something in that area? Yes, and not too far off. So, do you work? Do you have a career?
Well, I do. Yeah, I do a couple of things. I'm an artist. I do painting, and I also have a day job, which I'm thinking of switching.
Okay. But what I was going to say is, through your work, you're going to meet the person.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your eyes open.
Okay. Okay.
Is that helpful?
Will do. All right.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Now we're going to bring, you know what, somebody in the chat room just told me, in fact, I think, if I'm keeping people straight, it was the, well, now I'm getting them mixed up, but one of your callers, Jay, is a musician, and someone just said he has great music.
Oh.
So I may even get inundated, you know, it's going to, I'll be showered with music. Which, you know, it's most welcome. I'll put that out there to you guys. You know, this is a show that is straight from the heart. This is not a commercial show. In fact, you're not going to hear a lot of commercials on this show or anything like that. It's a straight from the heart kind of show. And so if you are a musician out there who would like to share some music with me and, you know, you would get recognition, I'll tell you who the person, you know, your website I can put up in the chat and mention who you are. Do let me know, and you can write to me at info@frontierbeyondfear.com. And so you are very welcome to write to me if you feel called to do so. All right. We have another caller who has actually been in the chat as well and made the decision to go ahead and wait, wanted to call in instead. So
okay.
Instead of asking questions in the chat. So that's wonderful. We do encourage that. That's wonderful. So I'm about to bring on the line. Area code 917. Here we go. Area code 917. And I know, trying to remember your name. I know your nickname in the chat. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. This is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Wonderful.
You know, I didn't get your first name.
Ellen.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, so angels first, is that what we're going to do? Is that okay?
That would be great. That would be
okay.
Great.
The first angel is Florence, and Florence is the angel of compassion. And they tell me you're very compassionate, understanding, and a kind person. That's what they tell me. And the next angel is Joseph, angel of joy. Archangel is Raphael. Boy, a lot of compassion. Healing and compassion is Raphael. So they just tell me that you have a very good heart and a good soul, and you're just a kind person. They have a lot of good things to say about you, so that's good. And what was your question?
Well, I have actually talked to my angel several times, and I'm sure they're helping me. However, I'm not seeing the manifestations, I guess, as soon as or as early as I'd like to see them. So maybe I'm getting caught up in the wrong thing. So I guess I would like to ask a very general question, if it's okay. Like, do my angels have a message for me?
Hey, can I interrupt for a second? I'm really sorry to interrupt, but apparently there's a slight technical issue where some people are reporting that they lost sound for a second. I want people to be able to hear. If you are listening out there, refresh your screen because I know you're listening on the internet. We did something energetic here, and it will come back because the people in the chat can hear it. So just bring up the page again. And those of you on the line, I still see you. You're still there. If you've lost sound, I don't know that everyone has, but okay. Just wanted to interject. It's an important technical announcement, so go right ahead.
I didn't hear her question. I must have dropped it for a second there, but I didn't hear the question. It was general. I heard her say that. But and what was the question?
I would just like to ask a general question: as if do the angels have a message for me?
Oh,
I
sure.
ask it generally
okay.
because I'm afraid I'm focusing on the wrong thing.
Okay. You know what they're saying? They're saying to look at the brighter side, but also to take your time. Sometimes you rush into things, and they're encouraging you to slow down and take time to contemplate rather than judge. That's an interesting way they're putting it, but rather than judge things, contemplate how it can work out in a different way. New perception. New perception is what they're saying.
Okay.
Does that help any?
Yeah, it does sound like I have been focusing on the wrong thing.
Okay. And if you, again, if you want some extra help, call me, and we can do a session, and I'll help you turn things around.
Thank you so much, Sue.
Okay, you're welcome.
Well,
and
thank
one more
you.
Thing, they want you to know they care, because you're feeling no one cares. They care.
Thank
okay?
You. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you. And that's important for all of us to know.
Yeah, true.
It's true. Okay, well, thank you to those in the chat who alerted me to that. Just in case some people are having a problem, I wanted to make sure. Sometimes with internet radio, some little things can occur, but generally it's been really good. All right, we are going to go to, let's see where we're at here. I was going to try the 561 line again just to see if that person has come back, because they have been on the line for quite a while. So if your area code is 561, I'm going to come back to you and bring you on the air and see if you have a question. Also, just a reminder, we would like your name, and if you want to hear what your personal angels' names are, and then a specific question. Hello, the person with area code 561, are you there?
Nope. I think they went off to play with their angels.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just go on to, I just wanted to give them
more
chance.
They must be in the angelic realm.
That could be. Just one more chance. Okay, we're going to move on to the person with area code 714. I'm trying to think of where that is. I think that might be, I swear it's California, but it's hard for me to remember. So area code 714, you're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Are you there?
Yes, it's a California caller for sure.
Oh,
I thought so. Welcome.
Hi.
And what's your first name?
Nathaniel.
Oh, pretty name. All right. Angels, Robert is the angel of balance, stability, equilibrium, peace of mind. So that's an angel that's been around you. And then you also have Solomon, who's the angel of security and safety and well-being. Archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And he's telling me you know him. You must have had a near death or a some kind of an incident where an angel has intervened. Is that true that you know of?
You know, I've heard of him quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
And he's supposed to be working pretty close to me.
Oh, okay. But I really feel that he's intervened and saved you at some point in your life too.
Oh, that's
good to
know.
That's what he's telling me.
I bet he can't tell a lie.
He's kind of joking with me. He says you're a real trip, but he's there for you.
No. Well, thanks a lot.
What can we do? Do you have a question?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering. I'm kind of low on finances right now. I'm not working, and they cut off my home equity line of Bank of America.
Oh, yeah, that's.
I think it's going to get better, but I'm not sure, and I'm not sure exactly.
Okay, well, the angels to help bring you money, and then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you one of the remedies that's in the book that's helpful too. But let's talk about the money angels. Timothy is the angel of good fortune, and we'll go through the money angels. Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. Katrina is the angel of prosperity. Tyler is the angel of abundance. So everybody listening, you can write down all these angels. And Uriel is the archangel that works with prosperity. So those are the groups of angels that you want to talk to. And one of the remedies in the book, because the angel first aid remedies for life, love, and prosperity, one of the remedies in there is called a mighty money magnet. And if you visualize yourself being a mighty money magnet and say, I am a mighty money magnet, and think of money coming to you and sticking to you, so checks come to you and money comes to you and sticks to you, that's one of my best remedies. And believe me, as crazy as it may seem and simple as it may seem, it works. Another one is just to take your finger and in the air in front of you, draw dollar signs. And I've had people have amazing results by doing those two simple little remedies.
Have you heard of milking cows and thinking $100 bills are coming out?
No.
That was years ago. Believe it or not, it wasn't a joke.
I know.
But it felt like a joke.
But, yeah, try those things, though. Seriously, they work. And there's
a money magnet, just to think of one of those things they use at the beach in the sand. Those are Geiger counters.
I guess so.
Kind of, right.
I don't know if they collect money that well, but, yeah, try those two remedies. People have called me, and within a couple of days of doing that, they've just had amazing results and things happening and getting jobs and good things happening, so try it.
You
have nothing
you
to lose the time.
Do you have an angel book out?
I do. It's called Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity.
Angel First Aid, Remedies
for Life, Love, and Prosperity. And it's on Amazon.com. Did you get it? Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity.
Oh, Remedies for...
Remedies. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. And you can get it on my website, www.theangellady.net. If you get it on my website, I sign it and send it to you and put angels in it for you.
That might be a good idea to get it from your website, because that would be... You know, the sacred energy, they say that's better, you know.
Even when
you're in a martial arts class, it's better to get a belt from a person that's higher than you that passes on their belt.
Ah. That other guy that called in, now my ego is going into gear because I'm higher than him. I'm kidding you.
Well, the angels will lift you up in a quick heartbeat.
Thank you for calling. And yes, get a copy of the book, because there's a whole chapter on finance. There's a chapter on remedies to bring in money, love, communication, working with your family, even a section on pets. The buyer from Barnes & Noble asked me to write an encyclopedia of remedies. So this is everything that can help you in your life to make your life better.
Well,
and that's what I did.
Your life's work. That's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for being here. Okay. And, you know, that's a good reminder. We are getting people joining this show spontaneously. They're just being called here.
That's great.
And, so there may be people who haven't heard the intro, although we do have basic information out on you. And, in fact, your book cover is flashing. Every once in a while it comes up on the show page. There's like a little slideshow. Just so you know, your picture is up there from your website, and a picture of your book cover.
Actually,
is there where people can see it.
I got the link and I looked at it, and you did a really nice job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Isn't the book cover beautiful? They've done.
Barnes
and Noble did
gorgeous.
Such a wonderful job. It's actually Sterling, a division of Barnes and Noble, but they put gold paper on the inside and purple through it, and drew angels, and I mean, they just did an amazing job with the book.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because it really suits the energy of the book. I'm sure the angels helped with that.
I'm sure they did, and also they're wonderful gifts, because it's a gift that no matter who you give it to, it's going to change their life. I mean, it's got to.
Oh, yes. In fact, right now, this is the perfect time, absolutely, because, you know, something about angels, you know, we have a rather diverse audience on this show, and you know what angels manage to do is they cross spiritual boundaries, those things that we think divide us, somehow the angels bring us all together, because we all believe, I mean, most spiritual paths believe in angels, and so it's something that even if there are specifics of our each individual truths that may differ, we can share that. And that's why it is a good gift for people, of all different spiritual paths.
And almost all different ages, too. I mean, not real anybody, you know, 14, 15 and up, because there's something in there. Like I said, there's even a chapter on pets and parenting, and there's chapters in there on every single thing that somebody might want to make their life better. So.
Well, we still have calls on the line, and you know what? These 2 hours go by so quickly.
Don't they?
I mean, can you believe they're
and
only?
We're having a good time, aren't we?
We
I
are.
Thought that
the
be
angel said
fun.
We'd have fun. Oh, I'm having a blast, and I just love getting these calls from all over the place. It just feels like such a. I mean, doesn't it make you feel good? The family that we have. That I mean, just. One big happy family here. One
right.
day Blog Talk Radio will be even worldwide. I mean, they can hear us worldwide, but the phone-in number, it's harder for people to call in internationally. It's more expensive. But you can really feel the energy of the people listening everywhere.
Good.
Okay. Our next call is area code 31. Sorry, missed one that's been on a little longer. Area code 530 has been on the longest, waiting. So we're going to bring area code 530 on the line right now. Let us know where you're from, if you like, and your first name, and we'll go from there. Hello, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Wonderful. Yes, we can hear you now.
I'm from Lake Tahoe, California.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I would love to know my angels' names and... I'm not sure I didn't question yet. But
can you give us your name?
Patty.
Can you give us your name? I think it didn't get on. Okay.
It's Patty.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay. My goodness, you're another lady with lots of angels. Boy, I don't even know where to start. Okay. Rachel is the angel of inspiration, creativity, uplifting messages, and they tell me you're a very inspiring soul to the people around you. And then you have one named Patrick, who's the angel of achievement. Do you do any type of sports or dancing or anything like that?
I do dancing. Yes.
Okay, dancing, because that's what they said. That's the angel that helps you.
Oh, Patrick. Okay.
I love ballroom dancing, too. I've taken lots and lots of dancing lessons, so that's the angel that's helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Raphael, healing, yes. I love Michael, but I have been, you know, I just love angels. I've been loving them forever, but I guess I'm just learning more about how many there are and their names and everything, so I am excited. So, now, Patrick is someone that is for, you said, competition?
It's actually for sports achievement. But for you in particular, it was for the dancing.
For dancing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I guess the question would be if the angels can see anything in the future that they would like, what you know, maybe direction they would like me to go into.
That's a very vague question.
Oh, too vague. Okay. Okay.
Can you tell me something more specific that you want to know? Because I could go anywhere with that.
Yeah, that could go anywhere. Okay.
Okay. They are answering to some degree, though. They're telling me you need to be more grounded. And I guess the dancing does that for you. It helps keep
mm-hmm.
you grounded. But
yes,
that was one thing that they did say.
Grounded, be more grounded, okay. Oh, I will do that.
Okay, and again, if you want to do a session with me and ask me questions, that's fine, just call me, you know.
Okay.
And we can talk about it.
Question.
Okay.
All right, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. We're hoping to get to as many of these calls as we can, because
okay.
I know, all right, it's getting... Sometimes it kind of gets slow on me, and we are managing to get to them. I think we're down to, let's see. We still have like 5 or 6 left that are on there right now, but they keep showing up. So I think we'll get to the next one. And right now there's just a lively conversation in the chat. There's like a circle of people who are enjoying listening and talking about it, and so I'm just kind of letting them talk, and every once in a while I go over there and say hello. All right, the next person coming on is area code 314. Okay, yeah, we didn't bring this person on yet. Area code 314, I'm about to bring you on the air. Are you there?
I am here. Yes,
great.
I'm from Missouri.
Oh, my.
Welcome.
We're getting them from all over, aren't we?
We really
yes.
are.
My name is Lucinda.
Okay, Lucinda. First angel for you is Ruth, and Ruth is the angel of divine justice. And is there anything in your life that you need settlement or equitable resolution,
so,
something like that going on?
That's fantastic you said that, because we're ending a 25-year marriage, and I'm a little have lots of excellent energy and mostly positive all the time, but I have some concerns around my security and my settlement.
There you go. So Ruth is the angel of divine justice. And for anyone listening, if you're involved in any court case or anything like that, she's the one to take with you and to talk to. Okay, and then you have Theodore. Now, he's interesting. He's the angel of kindness, K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S. And he works with warmth, affection, and relationships. So it looks like that angel is watching over you right now, too. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. They tell me to tell you everything's going to work out okay. You know, it isn't clear in your mind yet how it's going to work out, but it will be okay.
That is just so wonderful to hear that, truly, because one of the things I try to do every day is a kindness, and I tell people all the time, thank you for your kindness.
That's interesting. Isn't it amazing how it all comes together?
I must say that every day to someone, and the little acts of kindness are what so quickly touch our lives.
That's wonderful. And you're a very special soul just because of that.
Fantastic.
Good. And things are going to work out okay. And I just see you really happy down the line.
Wonderful. I couldn't be happier even to hear this.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for
Thank
your kindness.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to see if we're going to do our marathon call session here and get through the few. We've got more coming on, and we may not get to everyone this evening because that often happens at the end, and we will certainly give your number out.
Sure.
We do have a way of staying on a little bit longer, but I don't always. I always leave it open to the guest if they want to do it. It stays in the archive. If we do that, we do it very briefly, just so you can briefly touch base with the people who are on the line. And it's up to you if we are unable to get to everyone.
Let's see how many we can do.
Yeah, let's keep going.
At.
You're right.
Okay.
While I'm talking, we could be answering. You're right.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Mary Lou Who, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
She's a Skype caller.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, welcome.
Oh, you know what? I am just open to anything that Spirit has for me to know.
Okay. Well, let's start with your angels. You have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, Angel of Creativity. And then you have Eileen, Angel of Happiness. Archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And what do they want you to know? Oh, wow. They said sit tight and hold on to your hat because life is bringing you a lot of joy. I don't know what you're up to, but I see just somebody on a flying saucer just taking off. So things are moving for you.
Wow. I'll take it.
I know. I don't know where they're going, but it sounds like this is great. It just seems like, and I'm smiling as I'm saying it, so they've got a lot of wonderful things in store.
I'll take it. I need some.
Okay. Okay, let us know. And keep in touch with me. Let me know.
Do you have any idea of what area of my life that would be?
First thing I heard is love.
I'll take it.
Yeah, maybe there'll be two of you on the flying saucer.
Woohoo!
This is really fun. Lot. I don't know. I don't know what to say except lots of good things coming your way.
All right, I need it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, and smile more. They tell me you have a beautiful smile, and lately you haven't been using it, so smile more. It'll help.
Okay.
I'll do that. All right. Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Okay. We're going to go right along to another call here. The next one coming on is area code 201. You're about to come on the air. Area code 201, are you there?
Yes. Good evening to you, ladies. May the peace of the inner light be with you this evening. Strength, health, life, prosperity, joy, and abundance to you all.
Love it. Thank you. From your mouth to God's ears. Is that what they say?
I believe so. I happen to be a Buddhist.
Okay. We like Buddhists. That's okay.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome.
Thank you. With thanks. My name is Chris Gagliardi. I am the host of a radio show on Blog Talk Radio also called Youth Worldview.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Would you ever like to have the Angel Lady on your show?
Oh, I would definitely. It would be a humbling honor if you all would follow me soon. It would be nice to have some followers on the show.
Okay, good. What can I help you with?
Well, I would like to know what 2012 holds for me as far as my career in speaking, traveling, and relationship-wise.
Big order here. Okay, let's
I know.
Start.
It may be too much, and I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. But let's hear what they say. Words I'm hearing are strength in numbers, and I don't know if that means anything to you, but it feels like there's a gathering in your life, more people, more opportunities, more joy. It feels like you're in a stage of life where things are starting to come to you, and it's going to come faster and quicker, and they're also showing me the word success.
I have been campaigning to make bullying illegal. I've been trying to get this school. I've been trying very hard to make bullying illegal in our public school system.
I'm sure I didn't hear. What did you want to make illegal?
Bullying.
Oh, bullying. Oh, okay. Okay, great. I'm all there for you. Absolutely. I think it's terrible. You know, the angel for strength is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and you may have that angel help you or ask that angel to help you with your cause. Does that sound okay?
I am liking it already.
Good, good. Anything else? I mean, I can't do everything, so is there any specific thing then that you wanted to ask me other than what we talked about?
Love. I am seeing this lady named Rebecca.
Okay. And I just hear that that's also part of the gathering. I mean, things are coming to you. The energy is really coming into you. It's flowing in. So things are improving in every area.
I look forward to it. And if you don't mind, there's one more thing. My show is going to be a Thanksgiving edition, and I look forward to having you guys on Thanksgiving Day listen in and call in if you like. My link is right there. So if you all want to be a part of it and follow me, that's my link.
All right.
So I look forward to having you all, and I wish all of you many blessings. May the peace of the inner light continue to shine upon them, and may you have strength, health, joy, victory in all that you are doing. May the angels guide you towards I see potential in you, Miss Storm, because you're going to be used for a bigger calling in the year ahead. I don't know why, but I feel it.
Thank you. That's wonderful. My joy. I want to be doing something bigger. Thank
Susan,
you.
I also see blue. I see blue. Do you have anything blue around you?
I'm looking at a blue screen.
we're Susan and Sue, so are you talking to Susan?
Yeah,
both of you.
Susan?
Do you have anything blue? Because I see like a blue cloth.
You see a blue. Oh, he is psychic. My computer is on a blue cloth. It is a laptop
and it's
sitting
a
on a blue cloth on a table.
And it's a table. There's a table.
Yes.
Is it mahogany or something like that? Because I see like a woodish color, mahogany or something like that.
Yes, it's on a wooden table. That is remarkable. That is really good. Yes, no one knows that. No one knows that my computer is sitting on a blue, it's on actually, it's like a fabric placemat. And by the way, lest anyone wonders, we're actually, this is our last call, except for that one that we've tried a few times. So it's amazing. The angels are winding up the show perfectly within the timing, which is fascinating. But yes, you're seeing it. That you are a remote viewer. You are able to see where I'm sitting.
Autistic people have a sixth sense sometimes. They have a sixth sense
mm-hmm.
to
yeah,
see things.
That is remarkable.
Can
yeah.
I ask you a question? Do you have any other? Do you have any idea what this larger calling or this big calling is for me? Is it through the angels? Is it something else? Because I'm somewhat of an activist too. Is it through that or
you? Yes, because I see you helping. Are you a teacher? Because I see youngsters.
Yeah, okay. What I'm doing is I'm trying to stop the smart meter rollout to help young people so that they don't get the radiation from the smart meters. That's what I'm working on.
All right. I believe you will be successful because there's going to be a major purpose for you with medicine. I see medicine. I see something with medicinal herbs that are going to be used to treat certain ailments.
Mm. Okay.
And I believe that... Oh, now I'm yawning. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is so beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
What do you see?
I also saw... I saw a great victory up ahead for certain people that are going to be coming in to your life very soon. They're going to be guiding you in a great direction, something bigger, something larger. You're going to be recognized worldwide.
Wow. Thank you.
And Susan, I see you as a teacher as well.
Wonderful.
All right, you guys. I just don't know how it happened. It was just like impulse.
Well, I'm glad
well,
you called. I think that that's a message from the angels for both of us.
It is.
All right, you guys.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank
you
for sharing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk
Bye-bye.
To you soon.
Namaste. Bye. Thank you.
And Susan, I hope that that we can keep connecting. You know that our that your goal and my goal and stuff. I hope they're you know that we're connected somehow. I feel like we are.
Oh yes. Yes, I would love to continue to be connected to you, Sue. I have really appreciated your energy here tonight, and I know that you know. So we have had so many people in that chat room. You can't really see it. It's wonderful. It's like a family in there, and many of them do know each other. But there are people in there who haven't been in there before with this show.
Oh, great.
And so I appreciate so much that you're attracting so many people to listen to your guidance. I mean, I know it's the angels. And, you know, I guess we won't, since we are winding down to the last 5 minutes, I usually try not to let the show just cut off. Do you want me to try one more time this person who hasn't been able to answer, because just in case, we can give them one more chance, but they'll have to be fairly quick.
Okay, we can try that.
We have
and
5 minutes.
If for some reason they're not there, I could just read for you.
Oh, you know what? Let's
That's what
see.
I'm hearing
we'll
I should
really...
do.
Okay, well, if you're hearing that, we've given them two opportunities. So,
okay.
All right, go ahead. I'll follow your guidance on this. And
okay.
So go ahead.
Okay. Well, the first thing the first thing I heard is that Archangel Michael is been guiding you for a very long time. That mm-hmm. there's a very strong connection between you and him, and a spirit guide. And the spirit guide is also a Native American. And the three of you make a like a triangle. And there's such a goal for you to help people. There's what he was saying about being a teacher. It's more than that. It's like a teacher, a healer, a guide, a spirit guide. I mean, in some ways you are, and even your radio show. Look at the a benefit that people are getting from being connected to you. So
yeah.
You're definitely in the right calling. You've definitely hit your life's purpose. The angels are excited. They're sending you lots of blessings and good luck and good fortune. Timothy, that angel of good fortune, is going to sit right on your shoulder and help you move through, particularly the next year. Lots of big changes the next year, but all good ones.
Wonderful.
How was that?
That is so perfect. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
A specific question?
Sure.
If in my writing right now, should I be focusing on finishing my book or putting content out immediately on the web?
Okay, finishing your book or putting, I didn't hear the next word.
Or putting content out on the web.
Oh, content
writing
out
on the
web?
On the web.
Yeah,
or both.
Okay, don't wait. You know, what you're saying needs to be out there. Rita, that angel of writing, is just tapping me on the shoulder and saying, get it out there. So books take a long time. I mean,
I know.
I'm an author. Books take a long time. But the material is so relevant, I hear, that it needs to go right now. So it needs to be viewed and accepted right now.
Okay. Thank you. That's really important input, because it is what I've been nudged to do, is to get some information out on the web. I actually have a number of websites that I haven't developed yet. And I am a web developer, by the way, although a simple one, even though I have a computer science degree, believe it or not. I have a past life in this life working as a computer person. But it's funny when we talk about the way computers interact with energy and things. So with that said, though, I better give us an opportunity to wrap up the show, because we are running down really fast. So
Did I give out my information? Would that be
absolutely
a good idea?
Absolutely. Go ahead, and let me just tell you thank you. And what I'm going to do is, it's going to cut off pretty quick, but then I'll play the music in the archive, and you'll still hear it on the phone.
Okay.
So go ahead. I'll stop talking and let you finish. And I just wanted
okay,
to thank
great.
You so
and
much.
And the angels have a message for everyone, too. So let me give out my information and quickly give you out that message. All right. My website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net. If you want my personal email, it's suestorm@earthlink.net. My book is Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. You can get it on my website and also Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. And my 800 number, if you want to reach me for consultations or to get a copy of the book, it's 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. I personally answer all calls, so leave me a message. I will call you back. And if you get a copy of the book through my website, I put angels in it, and I sign it for you. And put lots of love in there, too.
Okay,
that's me.
If you want to put an angel message in the archive, everyone, you can listen to this in the archive, or if you're on the line. Go ahead. Just go.
Okay.
Keep going.
So my message is that love and peace are so important, and you don't have to try really hard. You just breathe it in. Love is in the air. Breathe in love and breathe in enlightened peace and feel it inside of you. And when one person feels love and peace, it radiates out to the whole world. So let's all do that together. Just take some deep breaths and bring in love and peace, and let's start a chain reaction that changes everything for everyone, and we all rise up together. How's that?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sue. And where we are right now, we're in this ethereal place online where they can't listen to us live at the moment, but people can come in, the people who have been listening, and in 5 minutes, the show will be up, and they can go and listen to this recorded. They can go right to the end and hear that message
right.
that you just shared with us. And there are still people in the chat talking with us, and we still have some people on the line who are listening on the phone. So thank you. That's a wonderful message, and I'm glad you had the opportunity to share that. And I hope that maybe at some point in the future you would be open to coming on the show again, perhaps.
I sure would. I'd love to do it. Let's stay connected.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right, take care.
Well, thank you again. You take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. And now to close out the show, I'm going to play Help from Above by Bill Foss. And, you know, it's so funny. My dog just got up and she's shaking. I don't know if you can hear her collar, which to me sounds like bells. And, you know, we're moving into the Christmas season. And what do you hear? Or every time a bell rings, what does that have to do with angels? I think we all remember that. So I'm now going to play this song from Bill Foss, Help from Above, to close out the show tonight. Peace and love to everyone. I hope you have a wonderful week. And as we head into the holiday season, may you feel the blessings of love and light all around you.